the bond of love. My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feedeth among the lilies. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, and verse 16. This verse is the heart and marrow of spiritual affection. Sometimes an elect bride has a great interest in dress or jewels or flowers and so on. But nothing is so precious to her as her bridegroom lover. Nothing she can glory in can equal this, that my beloved is mine and I am his. This too is the language of the church to the Lord Jesus and of every believer who is numbered in that elect company called the church. The company of believers, spoken of in this song as the elect bride, has had so many evidences of Christ's love for her and care of her that she now expresses her love for him and his for her and suggests the obligation she lay under to obey him and to observe his way of life. First of all, she says, my beloved is mine. All the redeemed of the Lord can say, my beloved is mine. He is so because he has been given to us by the Father. It was the Father who sent the Son to be our Savior, who gave his beloved Son to us as an unspeakable gift. The Father has given his Son to the church to be her head, her husband, and her Savior. And our Lord Jesus Christ, as our bridegroom lover, has espoused us to himself in righteousness and in loving kindness. Oh, had the Father given the whole multitude of angels to us, it would have been a mighty spectacle. But he gave a far more eminent gift when he gave his only begotten Son. That gift surpasses all other gifts. He is ours too, not only because the Father gave him to us, but because he has won our hearts and has become ours by way of possession. He has given himself to us and enriched us with all the benefits of his grace and love. He has come to abide in us and to make himself at home in us. He finds a place of rest in his people when the world has closed its doors on him and shut him out. There is no room for him anywhere, as there was no room for him in the inn at Bethlehem. Now, this verse of the elect bride is free from all supposition. There is an actual and blessed possession of the Lord. What could be a greater miracle than that we should possess heaven's beloved one? There is a confidence in this word which expresses full assurance and complete freedom from doubt and fear. He may be something abstract to some people. He may be a myth to other people. And he may be a mere fancy to still others. But to his elect bride, he is a living, lovable, lovely, all-glorious person. He is ours too, because he has given himself to us. Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Ephesians 5 and verse 25. It is a most enriching thing that he should thus give himself to us, that he be joined to us in such a close and intimate union. But it is thus that he has pledged himself in the dearest union possible, and that forever. Now notice, in the second place, that she says, I am his. She acknowledges herself to be his, as she was by the Father's gift of her to his Son, as his spouse and bride, his crown and glory, his portion and his inheritance. Oh, you see, we are his first by the Father's gift. He who gives his beloved Son to us has also given the company of the Redeemer to him as a bride to a bridegroom. We are his inheritance, his property. We are his too, because he bought and purchased us. The bride is his by purchase, he having bought her with his own precious blood. So we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 and 20, ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. That price was not a cash transaction. It was no mere silver or gold which could make such a purchase. The price was that of his own precious blood shed on Calvary's cross. We are also his because we have responded to his love, have given ourselves to him, and have taken hold of him by faith. That surrender has been whole and entire. There is no surer claim to his love than the claim of faith. His love never came to us through any other door than the door of faith and trust. The marital bond is the most tender known to man. It is the nearest and dearest of all unions. It is conjugal and therefore inseparable. It is a husband and wife relationship, even before the actual ceremony. That is, Christ and the church are espoused and pledged to each other. The union is spiritual and living. He that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. They have one and the same spirit. The union is as vital as the branch to the vine, with its life flow from the parent tree to the branch. It is a great mystery, says Paul, and so it is, and we all agree. It is beyond the imagination and comprehension of the natural man, and it is indissoluble. Christ and his church can never be separated. This union can never be broken. Then, she says, he feedeth among the lilies. This, I think, means that it is our answer to any who might inquire who he is and where to be seen. He delights himself in the places where his people gather. He does not say he feeds his flock on lilies, but you find him among the lilies. He feedeth among the lilies, that is, in pure places. It is, I think, too, a word of warning. We cannot play loose with such a lover. This is a love union, but a love union based upon absolute holiness. The Lord our God is a jealous God. That is, he has a holy jealousy for the one whom he has loved so dearly and purchased at so great a price. We must feed where he feeds. And beware of allowing our heart's affections to stray to pastures of worldliness and self-seeking. We must set a watch upon our thoughts and words and deeds, lest we should grieve him who loves us so. You will always find him in a few places. He feedeth among the lilies, alongside the Father on the throne of glory, among the angels of heaven, in the scriptures of truth, in the gatherings of his saints. These are all pure places. It is summertime in the soul when we are with him, and can feed too among the lilies. Let us feed where he feeds, and be found only in pure and holy pasture. Now listen to the words of Philip Doddridge. Jesus, I love thy charming name. 'Tis music to mine ear. Fain would I sound it out so loud that earth and heaven should hear. Yes, thou art precious to my soul, my transport and my trust. Jewels to thee are gaudy toys, and gold is sordid dust. All my aspiring powers can wish, Lord, thou dost richly meet. Nor to mine eyes is light so dear, nor friendship half so sweet. Thy grace e'er dwells upon my heart, and sheds its fragrance there, the noblest balm for all its wounds, a cordial for its care. Philip Doddridge. Amen. And amen.